What's going on, gamblers, degens, and everybody else in between? This is the Gamblers Anonymous Podcast, GAP, GAP for short, because we're closing the gap between you and the bookies. Hopefully everyone's having a good start to the weekend. It's roughly around noon here in Winnipeg, Saturday around noon. I don't know.
Saturday afternoon, bud.
Yeah. Thanks for the help on that one. Sir. That's the 49er man, yes, JD. Sir. How you been?
I'm good. How about you?
Not bad. It was a good week last week.
Really? I did see. We hit
our first two of the end zone of the season.
Congrats.
So that cash, $155
nice.
in our pockets and the viewers' pockets. Yep. So shout out there. Hit both my picks, 2-0.
Sounds like a good week for you.
The spread, yeah, I am what I am with the spread. 50-50.
There were some good games last week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that's it for this week. I'm your other host, JG, and let's just get into our spread pick'ems this week. So first game we got Panthers, Saints, spreads at 6. Saints favored, -6.
I'm taking the Saints.
Really?
I'm taking the Saints.
I got the Panthers +6.
Really?
Yeah, I got them. I'm going to give a quick look at the weather. Make sure there's no...
I don't know. That offense is trash.
Yeah, but...
The Saints isn't too bad either. No, the Saints aren't doing that well either, but...
They're in a dome, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't like the Saints. I don't know. The Saints have been a trash team this year.
I prefer them over the Panthers, personally.
Panthers have been even...
Yeah,
dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Terrible.
They're bad.
But I don't know. All right, there we go. First one done. Now we got Lions at the Bears spread at 3 in favor of the Lions. I'm gonna take
the Bears.
The Bears. I'm gonna take the Bears at +3. I don't know. When did they play last? They could have beat them. The Bears could have beat them the last time they played.
I don't remember that one.
They fumbled it at the end. They didn't fumble the ball. They just fumbled the game. Is what I'm trying to say.
Who did the Bears play last?
The Bears, they were on a bye week last week.
Oh, but the last game was versus the Vikings.
Yes, the game? And
that was a bad game.
14-12 or something like that?
That was a bad game.
Terrible to watch.
No, I'll take the Lions. Give me the Lions.
Lions at -3, I like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a bad play.
I'm just taking the Lions. Give me the Lions.
All right. Lions for him. Bears for me. It's supposed to be a sunny day. And now we go Texans at Jets.
Texans
are favored by 3.5.
I'm taking the Texans.
Offense
on the Jets still trash.
Trash.
Tim Boyle trash.
I think it's the other guy.
Is Zach Wilson back?
Is it him or is it Trevor Siemian?
I seen Zach Wilson. Either or, I don't care. They're both trash.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. But he's apparently like, no, I'm not going.
Yeah, he's reluctant to coming back. Are they? Yeah.
Well,
it
makes sense.
I would not doubt it.
Oh, bench your starter. Bench
set
your
up
starter.
A failure. He's
bench.
Just set up a failure.
Let's bring in a QB.
I don't even think it's him. It's that offensive line. They're trash.
I don't know. Salah's not an offensive guy.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the problem.
Stick on defense. Should have stick with the Niners.
No, I don't know, man. Steve Wilks, not bad.
Yeah, that's true.
Now we got Colts, Bengals. Spreads at 2 in favor of the Bengals. Weather will not be a factor in this game, so keep that in mind.
Browning is not that bad.
Uh-oh. Shove it there. Yeah, I don't know, man. Minshew Magic. Do you think he still got... I don't know. From what I had to watch the highlights, because I didn't see the game, but from the last thing I seen, Browning, Jake B looked pretty good.
Yeah, he's good, but...
Jakey Burr.
I would even consider the Colts win last week a Gardner Minshew win.
No?
It's more of a defensive win. Dude, they pump blocked 2 times.
Oh, and then they broke his leg.
Yeah. No, that was a different one, isn't it?
No, it was Colts versus Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, that was it. Yeah, but still, 2 pump blocks and they got 2 touchdowns off it.
That's true. But he took them in the overtime. He took them down after...
Okay,
Levis
Michael Pittman's, Michael Pittman's thing, but I'm still saying... I'll pick the Bengals.
I'll take the Bengals. Bengals -2 at home. Yeah, let's run it. Jaguars at Browns. Spreads at 3 in favor of the Browns.
You got backup QB versus backup QB.
You got retired QB, Joe Flacco.
I take Joe Flacco though. CJ Bethard. Where is that?
You Bethard? Know him.
He, yeah, yeah.
He used to play for
the Niners. Wasn't good.
No.
Wasn't good. So I.
But think, do you think he's better than Joe Flacco?
I don't know. I think Joe Flacco is better. I would take Joe Flacco. I think Amari Cooper is going to be back as well.
I don't know, man. I'm gonna take the Jags at +3.
No, I'll.
You know what? Give me the Browns -3. The Browns. They're at home.
I'm taking the Browns. Give me the Browns. They're at Slam home. It on the Browns.
It's gonna be a cloudy day. So you know, very cloudy day. It says.
Give me the Browns. That's
I'll
it.
Take the Give Browns me -3. Next, we got Rams at Ravens. Spreads at 7.5.
Ravens just came off a bye, right?
I believe so. Yeah. It's that extra half point that gets you. It's supposed to be a rainy day. 100% chance of rain. Keep that in mind. So it sounds like there's going to be a little bit of a downpour in Baltimore this weekend. I'm going to take the Ravens -7.5.
Ooh.
Just because if, I don't know, the running game of Lamar is going to add an aspect of this that.
I think I'll go with the Ravens as well.
The rain, they only see Lamar every once every 4 years.
Yeah.
So I'll take the Ravens. I think he has like an 19-1 record against NFC.
Okay.
Over his career. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's something like that. Next, we got the Bucks at the Falcons. The spread's at 2 in favor of the Falcons.
Oh.
I don't know. I might just take the home team here, Falcons.
The Falcons. I'm hoping it's not going to be a good game for Desmond Ridder.
Fuck you up.
I'm hoping not a good game for Desmond Ridder. I'm versing him in fantasy this week, so.
Maybe a Bijan game, hopefully.
Yeah, I'll go with the Falcons.
Tyler Allgeier game?
I'll go with the Falcons. Okay. Hopefully the running game's on one.
Yeah, no. I don't know, man. Divisional game. They both
is it
needed.
A must win?
It's a must. If Buccaneers want to stay in the playoff picture, it's a must win. If Falcons want to like take a step ahead, it's a must win in that sense.
I'll take the Falcons at home. I'll take them at home.
Yeah, I'll take them at home too. We'll both take Falcons -2. Now let's go into the 3 o'clock games. We got Vikings at Raiders. Vikings -3.
Jay Jettas is back. I'm here.
Jay Jettas is back.
He's back.
Dobbs still the QB. I think
that offense is going to be pretty good.
I think Farva's still the QB for...
Farva.
From Super Troopers. I told you this a couple weeks ago. Aiden O'Connell, Farva.
Oh, I do like Aiden O'Connell. I do like the Raiders.
You're going to take them at +3?
I'll take the Raiders. Give me the Raiders.
Okay. And I really do suck at this stuff, but give me the Vikings. Vikings need it. They're in a playoff spot.
I'll take the Raiders.
I'm taking Vikings -3. Next, we got the Seahawks at the 49ers. Spreads at 13.
Give me the Niners.
At -13?
I'm just taking the Niners to win the whole game. They're going to blow them out.
Well,
they're going to blow them out at Levi.
They're at -800. You can't take them on the money line there. That's terrible number. Man, I don't know. Geno Smith injured his groin or thigh at practice the other day. And
Drew Lock's not going to do shit if he's back up.
Drew Lock, this is his chance. This is redemption season.
They're not going to win at Levi. Niners are on a streak. Niners are going to take this all the way.
Streaks are meant to be ended. Just like McCaffrey's touchdown came to an end.
Not against the Niners. Niners are on one. Sorry.
13 points is too much. Drew Lock, Geno Smith, don't matter. I'll take the Seahawks at +13.
Nope.
That's just... I think we're both betting on pride here, so... We'll do it like that. Next, we got the Bills at the Chiefs. Spreads at 1 in favor of the Chiefs.
I'll take the Bills.
Yeah, I'm taking the Bills here too.
They just lost to Green Bay.
This is a must-win game for the Bills.
Yeah.
We've been saying it, but this is the must-win game of all must-win games.
The offense on the Chiefs are not clicking.
No. They've not been too bad. You want to just smack that? It is what it is.
You have no offense, no wide receivers on the Chiefs.
No.
Are they playing at home? Yeah, they're home. Yeah,
Chiefs are at home, but I don't know. Bill, this is...
I'll take the Bills at Arrowhead.
But, like, they look good. I don't know what's wrong with the Bills. They just can't finish. Like, they lost to the Eagles that game.
They should have won, but the calls in that game were bad.
Man, the refs have been ass this year. It's been terrible. And the last 3 o'clock game, Broncos at Chargers. Chargers favored -2.5. I'm riding with Russ. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm taking I'll take the Broncos.
I'm riding with Russ. I don't like Brandon Staley.
Yeah, he's fucking
He should be fired. He's bad. We should be looking for a new coach. You know who the Chargers should try and hire? What's his name? Ben Johnson, the guy from the Lions, as their head coach. Imagine Herbert with him as a head coach. Mm. That offensive guy. Oh my God. Keenan Allen, Mike Will. I don't know if
Keenan Allen had such a good season this year.
I don't know if Quentin Johnson is going to turn into anything, but maybe they can use him. Eckler, they're just wasting all this time. Mike Williams
will be back next year.
Oh man, like they got it.
Eckler's old, man. He had a bad. He's having a bad season.
He's not that old. I think he's like our age.
Is he?
Yeah, I think he's like 27.
Well, he's having a bad season. Not a bad season, but he's not doing well.
He's not doing what he normally does, but. That's because they didn't pay him his money. They didn't give him that contract extension like he wanted.
Well, now he's not going to get nothing after this season.
Now, if he goes into free agency, someone's going to pay him. Maybe not. I don't know. Yeah. Running backs is tough to get paid. And now let's go to the Sunday nighter. Eagles
and at Cowboys.
And the spread's at 3.5 of the Cowboys.
I want the Eagles for redemption, but I'm going for the Cowboys.
No, I can't agree with you. I'm taking the Eagles.
I want to go with the Cowboys. They need a win.
They don't need a win. You just want them to win so the Niners can jump them in the playoff.
Niners
race.
Will get first in the NFC.
You better hope they do.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't want the Niners to get number two.
My heart wants the Cowboys to win, but my brain says the Eagles.
Yeah, no, I'm taking the Eagles. +3.5, they get that half point, 2 on the spread. I can't see it happening, man. I'll take Jalen Hurts over Dak any day of the week. It doesn't really matter.
Niners just gave the Cowboys the blueprint.
Yeah, well.
They'll figure it out.
Don't worry. Cowboys is a suspect team.
They're not bad. They're actually not bad, but.
They've only been not in the one Niners winning caliber. Record team or even team, and that was the Seahawks.
And the Seahawks are not good. Sorry.
There's something else this year. Now let's go to the Monday night games. Packers at Giants. Spreads at 6.5 for the Packers. Rain will not be an issue here.
What's the game?
Packers at Giants. 6.5 spread in favor of the Giants. In favor of the Packers.
I'll take the Packers.
6.5. They should after just beating the...
After beating the Chiefs, yeah.
They should. And everything's telling me to bet on the Packers, take them on the spread.
You're going
to
trust Tommy DeVito?
But I'm going to fade myself and go with Tommy DeVito. Oh. Yeah. DeVito, I've said it. DeVito don't matter. Whatever.
DeVito loca.
DeVito loca.
I don't know.
Get this man a chip.
I'm taking Green Bay.
You need Green Bay, I know. But yeah, I'm going to take the Giants +6.5. They're still fighting for pride at this point. I don't know what to say, man. And last final game, Titans at the Dolphins. Spreads at 13.
What game is that?
Titans-Dolphins?
When's that?
Monday. They're both Monday. Same time. Really? Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, man. Whoever makes the schedule.
I got to pick the Dolphins.
Dolphins at -13. It's a lot of points, but...
Oh, yeah. Their offense is clicking, especially going to be against the Titans. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you stop them if you're the Titans.
They're too fast. The fastest team in the NFL. No one's going to stop that.
You can't.
Well, they are stoppable, but not the Titans going to stop that.
And what are the Titans going to put up? 14 points? 17 points? The Dolphins are going to put up at least 30.
Yeah.
So they go fast. They go fast, and they go hard. Achan's back. Their whole team is just speed.
Just built on speed.
The Flash. All right. So there you go for it. That's our spread and pick'ems. And now let's go into our locks. Like I said earlier, last week I started off 2-0. I think JD's last week here, he was 2-0 also. Mm-hmm. So sounds pretty good to me. You want to start us off or you want me to take?
I'll take this over. Okay, I'm going with the Texans. We're going to start off with CJ Stroud over 215.5 -110.
Pass yards?
Passing yards.
That's it.
That's disrespectful.
215.
215. I know the Jets have a good defense, but
they do stop QBs.
215.5. CJ Stroud is not I'm pretty sure he hasn't gotten anything under.
Oh, I couldn't. I could look that up for you.
Yeah, look that up. I'm pretty sure he hasn't gotten nothing under.
But no, I know like
in a while.
That is disrespectful for like, what he's been doing.
215 and a half. I was like, no way.
Yeah, that's disrespect. He's been balling too.
Hell yeah.
Let's see. He's had one. He's only had one.
See, exactly.
And he threw for. Oh, he's had two. Sorry, 140 and 199, and those were back to back weeks.
What weeks were those?
It was 1, 2, 3, for the Panthers? Five weeks ago. Yeah, Panthers and New Orleans. Those are the two defenses that shut him down.
He's on a hot streak. He's on a streak.
Oh, he tore apart Denver, Jacksonville, Arizona, Cincy, Tampa Bay. He put up
Tampa almost Bay. That was his big game. That was his big game. That was his breakout.
And then 249, 306, 283, 84, 242, and then, 141.
MVP like CJ Stroud.
I'm surprised. Only 215.
215 and a half. Disrespectful. Not on the boy.
Maybe they're just doing that because Tank's not here anymore. I don't know. But no. Still, they got.
He could get it to anybody.
He's accurate as hell. So I like. Jets, I don't. Yeah, I like that, especially with the Jets playing like that.
Yes, sir.
My first lock I got for you guys, Panthers at Saints. I got Alvin Kamara over 35 and a half receiving yards, minus 110. You know, Kamara's been the Saints offense this year.
Had a good game last week. Yeah. Had a really good game last week. And he had a little broken leg.
Oh, that's tough. Imagine going to work just to record someone and then you break your leg.
Yeah. He was down bad on the cart.
Yeah. Did you see Kamara turn around? He's like, oh fuck.
That was fucked up.
Man, I wonder if they like do you think he's like covered by the NFL?
Oh hell yeah.
Or do you think
that's a player's there's probably a waiver.
Or do you think they sign a waiver? We're not responsible if you get injured.
But he's probably still covered. He's definitely covered.
He should be covered. That's some bullshit if he's not.
That was bad. That was a bad injury.
Yeah, that's brutal. Yeah. But pretty much Kamara's been the offense for the Saints all year. Maybe sprinkle a little Taysom here, a little Olave there, but
Kamara's the whole offense,
90% Kamara's been the offense since he's been back. 6 of 9 games he's played this year. He's hit over 35 and a half, no big deal. Mm-hmm. Actually, 6 of the last 7, so the first two games he didn't. 3 of 4 home games he's hit it. 3 straight home games he's hit it. And even when you take a look back at the history, man, this guy balls against the fucking Panthers. Balls, especially when he's at home. Four of the last 5 games at home. Over 35 and a half, no problem. I think I was looking at I was him and Hine. Do I take over the rushing yards? Because he always rushing yards, he hits. He's always putting receiving rushing yards over 100 yards.
Done both.
I was looking at it, but it was at 99 and a half. I was like, oh
fuck, that's high, yeah.
That's high. But he always hits over 100. Whether it be rushing and receiving together, one or the other, he always does it. And I was hemming and hawing. But I take the receiving because he's been getting receptions up. He's been making plays. So there you go. Kamara, over 35 and a half receiving yards, minus 110. Lock it in. Let's go to your second one, JD.
What I got here, we're going to the Niners.
Oh, no.
We're going with George Kittle over 48 and a half receiving yards.
Oh, minus no.
110, yeah.
This is a back. This is a bounce back game for Jamal. Come on now.
No.
I don't know, man. Kittle.
You see how much offense they got? Like, George Kittle may not get the receptions, but the yards after the catch.
Yeah, he's a beast. Unbelievable. He's a beast, actually.
I'm pretty sure he had like 3 receptions for like over 110 yards a couple games ago. Not against the Seahawks. But I'm just saying, man. Three receptions and you still get that and a tutty.
I do like George Kittle. He's one of the few Niners.
He's one of the few Niners I like, too.
But. Yeah, he's a
dog.
You know, I can't disagree with you with this.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy on and off the field. But man, the way the Seahawks been tackling lately, I can see this happening.
Yeah,
especially after you said the yards after the catch.
Yards
after the catch. I know.
We're going with that. George Kittle over 48 and a half
receiving yards. Lock that.
Yes, sir. Pop.
Lock it in. I forgot about that. And my final pick, I'm going back to the Seahawks Niners. And I got the Cat C-Mac under. No, I'm kidding. Over 81 and a half rush yards, minus 110.
Mm.
Yeah, like I don't know what to say, man.
Niners run game is...
It's legit, yeah, man.
It's real.
It's real.
Kyle Shanahan knows how to do it. Yeah. Best to do it.
7 of 12 games this year, he's rushed over for 81.5. No problem. Every single game against the Seahawks, he's rushed over 100.
He's a beast.
He's rushed over this total. Even back to his Panthers days, man.
Yeah. He's a beast.
125, 87, 108, 114. Like, we just can't stop him on the ground.
You ain't going to stop the Niners nowhere.
I would say this. His receiving yards is at 30.5 last I checked. I was looking at taking the under.
Oh, really? For under receiving yards.
I was going to take rushing and receiving over his total and then take his receiving yards down.
Mm.
So a nice little same game parlay boost. That's what I would go with, but we're not doing that. And ever since the Seahawks lost to Uchenna-Nwosu, no one's there to set the edge. Our run game's gone to shit. Oh, we got a bottom 10 rush defense now.
You got top corners, though.
Yeah, it's okay. We don't have to touch that one. Oh, yeah, thanks.
Yeah, you got top corners.
Yeah, Devin Witherspoon. Hey, say what you will about this past draft, but he's looking like the best player to come out of it.
Yeah,
he is. He's looking like the best fucking player to come out of this draft.
Or Jalen Carter.
Jalen Carter's good too, but he's also on a stacked defense right now. Let's keep that. He's balling out too. I'm not saying that.
He's top.
I'm not saying that. But damn, man.
Devon Witherspoon, yeah, he's a dog.
Did you see that one play against the... I'm pretty sure it was the 49ers last week. He wasn't even looking. He just slapped his hand out, deflected it with the back of his hand.
I think
didn't get the touchdown. I was like, holy, he just saved the touchdown right there. This kid's a boss.
Yeah,
he's good.
He's good.
I don't know. So I got C-Mac over 81.5 rush yards, minus 110. Lock it in. Now let's go to the end zone. Can we do it 2 weeks in a row? Can we hit the end zone 2 weeks in a row?
We'll see.
We'll see. We'll try. We're doing our best. First one we have, or I got for you guys, unless you want to start it off.
You can start it off.
I got Dalton Kincaid, anytime touchdown against the Chiefs. Yeah, plus 175.
I like it.
I was looking at the last few games. Now he's been replaced. Dawson Knox had 3 back-to-back-to-back games against the Chiefs with a touchdown.
Was he playing? He's still injured, right? Dawson Knox?
I'm not sure, but they use him more as a blocking tight end now anyways. So even with
Dalton Kincaid, yeah.
I think he finds a way in the end zone this week. I think he's becoming one of Josh Allen's favorite targets.
They have a connection.
Yeah.
Definitely see it every game.
So I like that a lot. Let's go to yours.
I'm going CD Lamb.
Anytime.
It's going to be a high scoring game.
I think so, yeah.
It's going to be a high scoring game. So
even with Dallas having one of the best defenses and Eagles, but I don't know.
Their last game was fucking crazy.
Their offense with Dallas or it's Eagles?
Both the Eagles. Yeah, the Eagles and when they played each other last. That was a high scoring game and it was good.
Oh, yeah. I'm not disagreeing with that. That's at minus 125. Yes. And then we're going back to the man himself, Jalen Hurts.
Ooh.
Anytime touchdown, minus 120.
That tush push
right on the one.
I'm pretty sure even versus the Niners last time, I don't know if it was the four or the... I don't know.
Tush push.
I think he was
tush push.
Two
tush
or push. 3 yards out, actually. And he still got that. I was like, oh my gosh.
They go for it on 4th and 2 with the tush push because he's going to... I don't know. They got different ways of doing it. Sometimes he goes up top. Sometimes he goes down low. I don't even know how to decipher that. And the guy's got his fingers like this. He's coming. Let's go over. I don't know. But yeah.
Jason Kelce's just a beast to go behind.
He is.
Yeah, he's just a beast, man. That's a big front line, man.
Yeah. Someone's saying over the past 10 years, Jason Kelce's been the best player in the NFL.
Really?
Yeah. Because they're like, look at all the offensive lines. Look, they got Nick Foles to the NFC. They got Carson Wentz to the NFC.
Oh, yeah.
Now they got Jalen Hurts. And it's... What's the one thing that's been consistent? Jason Kelce under center. I was like, I think it was Dan Orlovsky, if you know who that is.
Yeah.
He made that comment. I was like, that's a hot take, but I see it.
Yeah.
Like, that makes a lot of sense, especially the past 10 years, and he's still going strong.
Jason Kelce, dog.
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 Anyway, that comes to plus 780. You put 30 on it, gets you $264 right on the dot, baby. And now... To the moon! To the moon, let's go. You started off, or you want me to?
I got Deron Bland, INT.
Defensive interception. Guys on a tear.
Yeah. Guy's been on a tear. I'm pretty sure he's like the most touchdowns. Not the most touchdowns. Yeah,
he's got the most touchdowns for like a cornerback in defensive history.
How much does he have again?
He's either has 5 or 6, and he set the record.
Yeah. Well, give me Jerome.
Man, even last game he's a stud. Even last game he was getting cooked all game.
And
by
he
the
got
Seahawks.
That one INT, and he ran it back.
No, he didn't run it back. We tackled him. Mm. But yeah, he's. I don't know. He just finds a way to make a play.
Yeah,
even
he's
if
good,
he gets
man.
Cooked,
he's good. He's good.
He's like Trevon Diggs from like 2-3 years ago. When every game he's just getting pick. Yeah, this game.
That's a stud, man. That's a good guy.
I got Justin Fields over 75.5 rush yards plus 75 rush yards plus 75. And yeah, he's done it the last 3 games against the Lions. He's put over 100 yards. I wanted to go
over
for
the
100. The century mark, but I was like, just take it back a notch. It's still plus 170, still good money. So let's lock it in. And then our final pick, Josh Allen to throw 3 tutties against the Chiefs, plus 310.
He's on a mission.
They
need it.
He's on a mission, yeah. I don't think he's ever thrown for less than 2 touchdowns against the Chiefs. The past couple has been for 3. I like this one a lot. Even his regular passing touchdowns is 1.5 minus 135. I'd lock that in too. I'd like that one too. I think he does it no problem. Who's their OC again?
I forgot.
Joe Brady?
I'm not sure.
Joe Brady, yeah, he's been balling.
No bills.
He's definitely been. They look like a number one offense again. And when you put those 3 together, that comes to plus 4,992. Throw 30 on it. Looking at just over $1,500, $1,527.66. That's a nice little to the moon.
That's a big chunk of change.
That in. Very nice. Very nice. Yep. If you guys like what you see, shout out to your friends. Shout out to your families. Shout out to all of your degenerates out there. Give us a subscribe, hit that like, leave a comment, whatever you want. Until then, gamble at your own risk and have a good weekend. Peace.